Hello, this is Erin Johnson.
And I'm Cara Marinucci. Together, we offer workshops and training on music, meditation, expressive arts, and mind-body approaches. Sleep is so vital to our health and well-being, and yet several recent studies note that many of us are not getting enough sleep, or good quality sleep. We wanted to share with you today some ideas about enhancing your sleep.
Yeah, sounds good. So the term sleep hygiene is used to describe good sleep habits, which promote quality nighttime sleep and daytime alertness. Sleep disturbances such as difficulty falling asleep, difficulty maintaining sleep, and waking up too early in the morning, as well as daytime sleepiness, are signs of poor sleep hygiene. The good news is that there's a great deal we can do to influence the quality of our sleep, feel refreshed when we awaken, and feel alert during the day.
That sounds like really good news, Erin.
It is good news.
Well, let's talk about that.
All right.
Well, many of these good sleep habits are common sense practices, but as with anything we want to add as a healthy habit, it does take intention, motivation, and action to stick with these practices so that they work consistently for us. Of course, some people have severe sleep problems or health problems that interfere with sleep and need to seek medical advice or take a sleep medication, but the majority of people can improve their sleep in just a week or two.
That is also very true, though it does take commitment to making this a priority, much like getting regular exercise or eating healthy. Many people understandably get upset or frustrated when they can't sleep well, especially when this happens for several nights in a row. I know I get really frustrated.
And grumpy.
Yes, too. Not getting enough good sleep is well known to negatively impact mood, energy, concentration, and work and school performance. So we wanted to share with you several tips for getting good sleep, but one of the most powerful tools is meditation.
Yes, meditation offers a means of helping the body and mind release distractions, such as unsettling thoughts and emotions, so that you would be more prepared to fall asleep. So we're going to share this meditation with you now. And just listen to the meditation with your eyes open if you're driving or doing something else. Then later, when you are ready to prepare for sleep, you can play this part again or use the suggestions to prepare for sleep.
So take a moment to find a comfortable position in a chair or a bed. And take a nice deep breath. Breathe all the way down into your belly. And then pause for a few seconds. And then release the breath very slowly. Let's do that again. Take another deep breath. Pause. Then release the breath very slowly. Allow your body to really settle into the chair or the bed, feeling the support. Allow your body to relax and let go. Now bring your awareness again to your breath. This time, just noticing the rising and falling of the breath without trying to change it. Be aware of the rhythm of the in-breath and the out-breath, moment to moment. We will now do a body scan meditation. So as you continue to breathe naturally and allow your body to relax, bring your attention to the top of your head and notice any sensations there. You may notice warmth or coolness, or tingling, or nothing at all. Just be aware of whatever you feel. Slowly bring your attention to your face and to the back of your head. Be aware of sensations in your eyes, ears, nose, lips, as well as your forehead and back of the head. Now bring your attention to your neck, your throat, shoulders, arms, and hands. Again, notice any sensations, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. If you find yourself lost in thinking or in a reaction to a sensation, just come back to your direct experience in the moment. Now move your attention down into your chest and back, noticing sensations in this part of your body that houses many of your internal organs. Continue moving down the body and bring attention to your pelvis, hips, and buttocks. Again, noticing sensations in this area of your body without interpretation or judgment. And finally, bring attention down into your knees. And finally, bring awareness down into your legs, into the knees, ankles, feet, and toes. Just being with sensation, moment to moment. When you are ready, you can bring the meditation to a close.
I feel so calm and sleepy. The body scan is such a calming meditation. Many meditation teachers include this practice in their workshops as it is such a simple yet profound way to bring moment-to-moment awareness to the body. And that is precisely why it can be such a helpful practice in preparation for sleep, to get out of our heads and into our bodies so we can rest.
Absolutely. You know, another way to let go of thoughts and emotions in preparation for sleep is to keep a journal to write down worries and plans. You can do this for about 15 minutes, sometime in the hour or two before sleep. It really does help.
That sounds like a great idea. It's also a great idea to develop your own sleep ritual as a way to remind your body that it's preparing for sleep. This could include meditation, of course, or journaling. Also, reading poetry or a spiritual or religious passage. You can also prepare a cup of caffeine-free tea or warm milk. A hot bath 1 or 2 hours before bedtime can also help you feel sleepy.
That's true. You know, experts also note that common habits that we may have can create difficulty with sleep. And some of these may include using caffeine, nicotine, or alcohol within a few hours before sleep. And many people may not know that watching TV in bed or working on your laptop in bed sends mixed signals to the body about when to go to sleep.
Most definitely. And it's also recommended that we train our body to sleep well by going to bed and getting up at the same time every day, even on weekends. And I know this is challenging for myself.
Yes, absolutely.
Most definitely. But we certainly would encourage you that if you're having sleep difficulties to do any of these changes in your habits to see if they make a difference.
And we know this would be quite a stretch for teens and college students, but it really would help. Yeah. So we wish you good sleep, good health, and a good week. And we hope you will visit our website at www.integrativemusicinstitute.com for more information.
And please join us next time. Until then, be well.